Last weekend, the Los Angeles Dodgers demoted pitcher Ryan Webb to their AAA affiliate in Oklahoma City. Then they released him. This inspired Craig Calcaterra of NBC's Hardball Talk to embark on a highly scientific project. Craig, could you please explain?
Yes, I decided that I was going to figure out what would make my life worse if I was a Major League Baseball player and I was demoted. Where would be the absolute worst place to be sent? And I was inspired by Webb. I was thinking, you know, I like Los Angeles. It's a wonderful place. How horrible it would be to have to go to Oklahoma City. No offense to the good people of Oklahoma City, but there's a lot of downgrades when it comes to being demoted in Major League Baseball.
Well, I want to make this clear. This isn't simply a ranking of the least desirable AAA cities, right?
No, absolutely not. This is a comparative analysis. This is comparing two poles here, your major league city versus your minor league city. And I made sure that we linked the AAA affiliate with the big club. So, for example, Toledo, not anybody's idea of a paradise. But if you're coming from Detroit, which is the big league team affiliated with it, not the worst downgrade in the world.
You settled on San Diego to El Paso as the worst downgrade. How did you come up with that conclusion?
Brett Anderson, who is a pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers, he and I follow each other on Twitter, and he saw me tweeting about this before I wrote it up, and he weighed in and said, San Diego to El Paso, 100%. And I think any pitcher in Major League Baseball who has knocked around the minor leagues a little bit like Anderson has the authority in that situation.
When you floated this idea on Twitter, your followers came up with a different answer as far as worst downgrade. What was that?
Overwhelmingly, it was the New York Yankees to Scranton Wilkes-Barre, where their AAA team is. Folks in Scranton weren't big fans of that, by the way.
I'm curious, were there any particular rankings with which your readers disagreed?
Oh, yes, yes. There was a whole section of the rankings where you actually had an upgrade if you were sent down. Now, this isn't, you know, it's not a situation where baseball entered into this at all. In fact, I set baseball completely aside because it would be much better to be a major leaguer in a horrible city than a minor leaguer in paradise. But if you set baseball aside, there are minor league cities that are better. For example, I think Louisville, Kentucky it's one of my favorite cities in the country. I've always had a lot of fun there. It is the AAA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. I live in Ohio. I have a lot of experience with Cincinnati. Not my favorite place in the world. So I considered Louisville to be an upgrade over Cincinnati. Folks in the Queen City are very displeased with that. I got a lot of feedback on that one.
You know, Kansas City used to have a minor league team in Hawaii. That would have been number one on the upgrade list, I would think, if the Hawaii Islanders hadn't moved to Colorado a while back.
Oh, yeah, that definitely. I think they might have been with Pittsburgh for a while, too. Really, any situation where you're being sent to Hawaii. And Jim Boughton wrote about this a little bit in Ball 4, about how that was some pretty seriously good minor league duty back then. That would have been a great, great demotion.
I think it was Bo Bolinski who played in Hawaii and then got the call back to the major league club and said, "No, I don't want to come. I like it down here."
That would be a very Bo Bolinski thing to do.
Well, I want to congratulate you on the objectivity of this whole exercise.
Well, this is science, and, you know, science takes you where the answers lead. You just can't come up with your conclusions beforehand.
Craig Calcaterra is the lead blogger for Hardball Talk at NBC, and you can link to his complete rankings at onlyagame.org. Craig, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.